93. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 73 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
The Gary Harris Show. You see him host Tide or Insider TV. Crimson Tide Kickoff. Play-by-play for Alabama sports and sports director for WVUA 23. It's time for the Gary Harris Show on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
All right. Good morning, everybody. We're ready to rock and roll. Innisfree Irish Pub. Friday's at the Free with me, Gary Harris, on the Gary Harris Show. It's Friday, September the 12th, and we're with you from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. this morning. I got my dynamic duo, though, back in the control room in the studio at Town Square Media on Skyland Boulevard. Chase Brumfeld and Reed Karch are holding down the fort. But, man, we're going to have some fun today. Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Doing great. It's a terrific setup. Want to give Audio Bob a big shout out, man. He got over here early. He he's really the jack of all trades for Town Square. Does a lot of work with Steve in DC, but helps us out as well. He got over here early this morning and set the equipment up. We're on the big set this morning with the Tide 109 banner. I've got some pictures out on my Twitter account at GaryHarris_WVUA. Also on both my Facebook accounts, my personal and professional Facebook account. We got a great setup. We got a great show on tap. And as I said yesterday, if you hear my voice, don't worry about me. I feel fine. I think a lot of people are dealing with this. The hot, dry weather that we've had for so long, congestion, sinus issues, those type of things are cropping up. But I feel good. As the song goes, I feel good. I knew that I would, and we're ready to go. So excited to be with you here for Fridays at the Free. Let me give you the lay of the land, because last week we had probably, I'm going to say, at least six people, maybe even eight, between six and eight people show up a little bit early. As I said before, they don't open till 11. They can't serve you until 11. But the side door over where by where I'm set up is unlocked. If you want to slide by, just saying, you want to hang out, hang out with me here on the show, you're more than welcome to do so. And then beginning at 11 a.m., they open the doors. I do want to make this note that last week they had the full Lucky Lunch menu. This week they're back to the game day menu. Now, on all road games, they'll have Lucky Lunch. Of course, obviously, Friday, next Friday being a bye week, we won't be here, but they will have the Lucky Lunch meet in three. But on game weekends, home game weekends, other than last week, they have the game day menu. So it's still a lot of food to choose from. But no Lucky Lunch meet in three, but a lot of great food, a lot of drinks, obviously, and beautiful day. Gorgeous day. A little hot, but absolutely gorgeous. And because it's Fridays at the Free, we got all kinds of specials that we're going to give away, including, of course, our Bama football trivia, courtesy of T-Town Menswear and T-Town Gallery in the University Mall. I put out the pictures of the print we're giving away today. It is awesome. Pride of the Capstone 2. It's a Greg Gamble full-size color print with Devontae Smith and Bryce Young, the last two Heisman Trophy winners. The first two, of course, were Mark Ingram and Derrick Henry, two running backs, and then Pride of the Capstone 2 highlights his last two Heisman winners, wide receiver Devontae Smith and quarterback Bryce Young. We give that away. Remember, at 10:30, we do Bama football trivia while we're interviewing Brett Pritchard. Also, let me say this. Reed and Chase, make a note on this, because you guys are going to have to – I'm not going to make this difficult, because I want to help out one of our listeners, an anonymous listener. And these are really good seats. I have looked at them. They're really good seats. They're on the west side in the lower bowl. Two free tickets to the Alabama-Wisconsin game. One of our listeners who wants to remain anonymous, but I will text Reed and Chase the info. He wants to give away these two tickets because he's not going to be able to use them. Now, he will be at the game, and that's the great thing. You'll get to meet him. But the two of the tickets he will not be able to use. So he just wants to make sure that Alabama fans enjoy these tickets. And they are, as I said, they are really, really good seats. Lower bowl, he said it's actually in the shaded area. So all you have to do is be the first caller at 205-342-9904, 205-342-9904, and make sure that you can. What we're going to do is we're going to hook you up with our anonymous listener. I'm sending Chase the contact info right now. We're going to hook you up with our anonymous listener. He's a regular listener. He just didn't want to give out his name on the radio. Big Bama fan, highly supportive, and he will make arrangements for you to get your tickets and meet him for the game. Again, this is a pair, so we need two people, a pair together. And what we're going to do, we'll do that right now, 205-342-9904. And Chase has our listeners' contact information. So if you're the first person that can claim these tickets, what Chase and Reed are going to do is they are going to give you our listeners' contact information, and you're going to call or text him and let him know. He's probably listening right now, but you're going to let him know that you are the ticket winner. So, again, don't want to do a contest or anything with this because we just want to make sure that these tickets get used. This is a great opportunity, a really nice gesture by our Tide listener who doesn't want me to give his name on the air. But obviously, when you talk to him, you'll get his name and y'all will swap information. So 205-342-9904 is the number on the Storage Center hotline. That's also how you win these tickets that are being given away absolutely free. On the west side, there's Section D and Row 54, and you enter through Gate 21 and 24. But again, our listener will let you know exactly how to get those tickets. So take advantage of this opportunity. All right, before we go any further and I lay out the show for you and tell you what all is on tap, got a great guest today. I told you we were going to get a media representative from Wisconsin. We were able to do that. First, I need to tell you this hour of the Gary Harris Show being brought to you, as always, by Alabama Credit Union. Member-owned and not-for-profit, it really is just a better way of banking, and I mean that. Find out more at alabamacu.com. That's alabamacu.com, or get by and see them at one of their 38 locations in the state of Alabama and one in Northwest Florida. Alabama Credit Union, loans for real life. Some rules and restrictions do apply. See if you're eligible for membership. Then join today and feel good about your money. And put a little extra change in your pocket. All right, here is the lineup. We are full today. And we are going to have a lot of great guests for you this morning, beginning at 9:30. Carl Winter, who is the sports director in Madison, Wisconsin, at the WKOW-TV, Channel 27 News, is going to be with us at 9:30. Talk about the Badgers and give us the scoop on this team and what he thinks they need to do to have an opportunity to pull the upset at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Then at 10 o'clock, it's the coach, Ellis Johnson, normally with us on Thursdays, but he had an appointment yesterday, so he is going to be with us today. Can't wait to visit with him at 10 o'clock. And then at 10:30, Brett Pritchard with the Auburn Report. Also, our Bama football trivia giveaway, as I said, we're going to give away that beautiful Devontae Smith and Bryce Young print. And then also, my SEC point spread predictions coming up later in the show. I went 6-5 the first week, 5-5 last week. So I'm 11-10 after 2 weeks against the spread. Of course, my lock last week, my absolute lock of all time, was Alabama minus the 36.5. And they creamed Monroe 73-0. And my other big play last week, as you heard me say on the radio, was South Florida plus the 17.5. And they won outright. So even though I went 5-5, my two big ones that I really liked both came through. So listen, we are off and running. It's 13 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Friday's at the Free Innisfree Irish Pub, opens at 11. If you want to slide on by and hang out like some people did last week, you're more than welcome to do so. When we come back, we're going to jump out on the Storage Center hotline and talk with Corey. And if you want to join in the conversation, 205-342-9904. If you call in, give me your prediction for the Alabama Wisconsin game. We'll talk football Monday night, or Thursday night football, I should say. The Packers last night, a winner over the Commanders. And so the football weekend is here, and we're celebrating early. We're getting the scoop on everybody at Innisfree Irish Pub. We'll be right back on the Gary Harris Show on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM, WTVC, your home for Alabama sports.
What's trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Good Friday morning. The Alabama Board of Education plans to ask the legislature for a $375 million increase in the budget. If approved, that proposed $6.7 billion budget would see a 6% hike to pay for school security efforts, teacher stipends, and other longstanding reading and math reforms. Click TuscaloosaThread.com for more West Alabama news, sports, and weather all throughout the day. It's free. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
As much as Innisfree has evolved, it will always be that place to escape and have a good time. Whether it's for a game day weekend, to reminisce on college days, or to create new memories, if you're looking for a good time, there's only one thing to do. Head to the Free at 1925 University Boulevard. And don't forget about the Lucky Lunch Meet and Three Special.
At AaronLewisMusic.com.
I'm American as it gets.
Aaron Lewis and the Stateliners. American as it gets tour.
Since 2011, Billy's Sports Grill, located on Main Avenue in historic downtown Northport, has been serving their legendary signature chicken sandwich, award-winning wings, and handcrafted cocktails. Billy's is also the spot to watch all your favorite sporting events with big screen, high definition televisions, both dining rooms, at the bar, and outside on the beautiful patio. Come by and say hello to Kim and Lisa, the Billy's management dream team. Billy's, good food, good friends, and good time.
You see him on WVUA 23 covering sports and on Tider Insider TV on Tuesday nights. Don't miss a minute of the Gary Harris Show. Weekdays from 9 to 11 on Tide 100.9.
Edition live from Innisfree Irish Pub. That great music to get you ready for the weekend. We like to bring it in style. 9:17. Welcome back into the show, and we do have a winner for our pair of tickets for tomorrow's game. So, congratulations to Carol. So don't call in. We've already got a winner. We're going to hook her up with our listener, and she and her guest are going to get to watch the game in that lower bowl on the west side in the covered area. So it should be, because it's going to be a hot one tomorrow. That is for sure. All right, we're going to jump out on the Storage Center hotline, and our pal Corey over in Trustville is going to lead us off this morning. Hey, Corey.
Good morning, Gary. How are you this morning?
Doing well, thank you.
I feel good about this game. I think as long as Alabama does what they're supposed to do and doesn't have self-inflicting wounds or takes care of the ball, and I think they should win this game comfortably. I know it's an early start, but I just feel real good about this game.
I got you. I see why you do. I think Alabama's a better football team. They're at home. They thumped them 42-10 last year in Madison, and I think they're going to win the game too. I do. Again, from just a standpoint of for the people out there who like to wager, I'm a little bit concerned about that point spread, 21.5. I think that Wisconsin may keep it within the number. In fact, I've got them, you know, keeping it within the number. But I'm with you. But I'm interested just to see how Alabama shows up. You know, last week coming off that loss to Florida State, I mean, the energy was there. They brought it. Be honest with you, the crowd was a little bit low-key, and then they just played with such intensity and enthusiasm and exuberance that they got everybody going. And I think that was based on the fact that they had a bad result the week before. Now the question is, will you, coming off a successful game, have that same type of passion? I think they will. Corey, they should. You got to buy next week. So you don't even have to worry about playing a game next week. You can just kind of let it all hang out. And I hope that's what they do. And it sounds like you believe they will.
Yeah, I just feel like being at home, and I guess them having to travel across and them to deal with the elements, I think that'll be a factor, and I feel good about it. And, you know, this is more part of my territory, but I feel like Hewitt's going to win this game versus Hoover. I know.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm. I really do. I know normally that's not the case, but I think this is a chance for Hewitt to pounce, in my opinion. Hoover's kind of not been theirself. Hewitt's been off to a really good start. I think this is a chance for Hewitt to take an opportunity.
Well, it would be a big one because, we know last year, as good as Thompson is, and they won the state championship in Class 7A, they didn't win the region. Hoover did. So it's not a given that Thompson's going to win this region. We saw Hillcrest go to Hoover last week and knock them off. I think that Hewitt Trustful, Hoover, Hillcrest, all are good teams. Vestavia. So I don't think it's a given that Thompson's going to win the region championship. I think they're the favorite, but I don't think it's a guarantee that they're going to win it. So I think for Hewitt Trustful, this game tonight is huge for them. Big, 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 big game for the Huskies.
Oh, yeah, big game. And I don't know this to be 100% true. I'm just taking the guess based off how many times they played. I don't know this to be 100% true. I don't think Hewitt's ever won at Hoover when they've been labeled Hoover. Could be wrong. But they only won like 5 or 6 times. They're like 5-20-something. I don't think they've won at Hoover since they've been at Hoover, so I could be wrong, but this is a big game. And just based off what I've seen, I just think Hewitt's the better team. I really do. Now, here's the thing. Hoover's been the dominant force for a long time. But you've heard this before. Sometimes it's just the team's time. I just think it's Hewitt's time. And I think they have a real excellent shot to go in and win this game.
Well, I like your reasoning. And, yeah, sometimes I do believe in that. I do believe that sometimes it's just your time. And, it may be Hewitt Trussell's time. And if they can get past Hoover, it sets them up to be a major factor, to have an opportunity to win this region. And it'd be great for Hewitt Trustful. I know they put a lot of pride in, being able to win that region, because it is an incredible, 7A Region 3. We know what it's all about. So that would be great for Hewitt Trustful. So what do you think about Florida and LSU and Georgia and Tennessee?
Well, for Florida and LSU, I think that one's going to get ugly. I think Billy Napier's hanging on by a thread. And I think LSU's going to go in there and dispatch them. And with Georgia and Florida, Georgia and Tennessee, I think I'd like Tennessee to win that game. Being at home matters. We'll have to see how Gunnar Stockton reacts to being on the road. But I think the better quarterback is Joey Aguilar. I like Tennessee to pull the upset. Though some people will say it's an upset, I really don't. I mean, I think the better team right now is Tennessee playing at home.
Well, it sounds good. As always, man, you're on top of it. Good to hear from you, Corey. And have
talk to you. And I'll be tuning in. Oh, what do you think of this Texas A&M Notre Dame game?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I've made some of my picks, and I haven't decided yet. I got it. Notre Dame 6.5 is what I'm going to pick it on. That was the last line I got late last night before I left the TV station on from ESPN. I'm having a tough time. I'm having a tough time with a couple of these. I'm having a tough time with that one. And unlike you, I got a weird suspicion that Florida is going to come in and play tough against LSU. I really do. That 7.5-point line, I don't know why I'm feeling like Florida is going to bring it and play tough against LSU. But I, several of these games I still hadn't made up my mind on. four or five of them. Four or five. So I'm still kind of looking at them.
Yeah, there's a bunch of games that are just could go either way and could shake up the top 25, and that's why we watch.
That's right. It sure is. Hey, thank you, Corey.
Good talk to you, Gary. Roll Tide.
Yeah, my pleasure. Always great to visit with you. It is 9:24 here on the Gary Harris Show. And again, the SEC schedule for Saturday, Oklahoma hosts Temple. Or I shouldn't say that. Oklahoma is actually at Temple. I've got to get that right. It's weird that Oklahoma is going to Temple, but they are, and they're laying a big number in Philadelphia. That one's at Lincoln Financial Field. Wisconsin, of course, is at Alabama. Oklahoma is a 23.5-point favorite at Temple. Alabama's a 21.5-point favorite at home against Wisconsin. South Alabama is at Auburn. Auburn's a 24.5-point favorite. Louisiana's at Mizzou. Missouri, a 27.5-point favorite. Georgia's at Tennessee. Of course, Georgia has had Tennessee's number under Kirby Smart. Tennessee, though, getting 3.5 at home. 3 and a hook. You'll have to stay tuned to see how I pick that game. UTEP at Texas. Texas is laying 40.5. They haven't looked great this year. Arkansas is at Ole Miss. Ole Miss is just 6.5 at home against the Razorbacks. LSU, as we mentioned, hosting Florida. LSU 7.5-point favorite. A&M at Notre Dame. Notre Dame a 6.5-point favorite. Kentucky hosting Eastern Michigan. Wildcats are 24.5-point favorites. And Vandy is at South Carolina. And South Carolina 3.5 over a Vandy team that, you know, Diego Pavia turned a lot of heads when he raised a lot of eyebrows when he said that Vandy was going to compete for the SEC and national championship. But it may not be as far-fetched as some of us thought. All right, that's your SEC football schedule. When we come back, we are going to visit with a special guest, first-time guest on the show, to talk Wisconsin and Alabama from the Wisconsin perspective. Carl Winter will join us, sports director at WKOW, Channel 7, 27 in Madison, formerly worked in Green Bay, so we'll ask him about the Packers as well. Looking forward to that conversation. Fridays at the Free continues here at Innisfree Irish Pub. So if you want to join us a little bit early, they open at 11, but slide on by 1925 University Boulevard. The side door over by the stage is open if you want to come hang out. A bunch of people did last week. We'll be back after this.
Home of Alabama sports. We are a championship school, and school is in session.
Makes the catch, makes them bang into each other, stays on his feet, breaks the tackle, scores, scores, scores.
Join us Saturday as the Crimson Tide hit the turf to face the Wisconsin Badgers. Our coverage begins at 8 a.m. on your home for Alabama football.
Presented by Pearl River Resort,
DCH Regional Medical Center,
Two Dimes Tuscaloosa,
and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
If you haven't already, you've got to try Tuscaloosa's unique breakfast, brunch, and lunch concept. Brick and Spoon, downtown Tuscaloosa, Timberson Square. It's fresh food with a Cajun flair featuring a full bar with build-your-own Bloody Marys and mimosas. Open daily, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Available for after-hours events.
Fun, easy, and stress-free. Tuscaloosa Dodge, Mazda, and Mercedes-Benz. Three great dealerships. One promise. Your car, your way in Tuscaloosa today.
Life doesn't wait for when your finances are in perfect order. It just happens. But no matter what surprises come your way, Alabama Credit Union will be here to help make it affordable with great personal loans, mortgages, and auto loans. They offer an easy application process and fast decisions so you can stay focused on feeling good about whatever life brings your way. Alabama Credit Union will be here to help make it affordable with great personal loans.
From the game, the Tide Postgame Show is powered by Pearl River Resort, DCH Regional Medical Center, Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, and Two Dimes.
For more from Tide 100.9,
let's it fly! And
there's it. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and SoundCloud.
Ready for the weekend, everybody. everybody is working for the weekend. If you're a sportscaster, you work not just for the weekend, but during the weekend. Our next guest knows all about that. He is the sports director at WKOW-TV, Channel 27 News, ABC affiliate in Madison, Wisconsin. Carl Winter is with us to talk some Crimson Tide and Badgers tomorrow morning here in Tuscaloosa. Hey, Carl, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Gary, I'm doing great. How are things down in Tuscaloosa?
We're getting ready for it, man. I'm already at Innisfree Irish Pub. They don't open until 11, but I'm sitting in here waiting for the doors to open. And also, you know, we usually welcome a few people in a little bit early when they come by and see us. So it's a beautiful weekend. I will tell the folks that are coming down from Madison, it is going to be hot. And, I mean, it is going to be a scorcher. Probably third quarter or so, it's going to be about 95 degrees tomorrow, Carl. So you can prepare some of your viewers up there get ready. It's going to be a hot one.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, we've heard about that. And hopefully both teams are well hydrated and we don't have too many cramps or anything like that. I don't know how you guys feel about the early kickoff times down there, but definitely going to be playing in some of the hottest part of the day.
Yeah, not a big fan. I don't like the early kicks. I've got an hour high school show that I do from 10:30 to 11:30. So I'm after midnight getting out of the TV station at night and then back in there early tomorrow morning. You know how it goes. And you got the game, you got post game coverage and all that. I prefer an evening kicks. Not only is it cooler, but it also gives me Saturday morning off, you know, to kind of get ready. But it is what it is. It's going to be 11 a.m. Wisconsin is a 21.5 point favorite. We saw last year in Madison, Van Dyke, the quarterback, went down early in that one. Jalen Milroe had a big game. Alabama rode 42-10. But I know Wisconsin is looking to be have a much more competitive game, even though this one is on the road. What do the Badgers need to do, in your opinion, to keep this thing close and have a chance for an upset?
Well, a couple things, Gary. I think, first of all, they need to be able to rush the passer. That kind of goes without saying, but it has been something that they have been able to do much better so far this season than they did last season. The Badgers, you know, 8 sacks this year already. Last year they only had 17 all season. They've got 12 TFLs, I believe, over the first two games. And they just weren't really able to get into the backfield all of last season. They were among the worst teams in the Big Ten. So that's something that is going to be a focal point for them tomorrow. Granted, these first two games have been lesser competition, but still, they're getting into the backfield in general at a much higher clip than they were able to last year. So that'll be the focus on defense. On offense, the interior running game is something that Wisconsin is going to have to establish. And, of course, it's kind of the calling card of the program, but it hasn't been what they've been able to do on offense the last two games. They just haven't really been able to run the ball between the tackles, and in part because of this shuffling offensive line they've been dealing with. So In order for them to get the passing game going, they're going to have to get the running backs going. That's just something we haven't really seen at all over the past two games. So if they want to keep it competitive, I think those are the main two things.
Yeah, it's a good summation there. I do want to ask you, I want to get back to the defense in a moment because they've been really stingy, but obviously the quarterback situation, we mentioned Van Dyke going down against Alabama last year, and then this year in the opener against Miami of Ohio, your starter Billy Edwards Jr. went down. He's not expected to play, I understand, tomorrow, but I got to ask you about Danny O'Neill, and give me just a second to kind of set this up for you. I'm really leery of this kid. I mean, he kind of fits the profile of quarterbacks that have absolutely tortured Alabama since Kalen DeBoer got here. Diego Pavia last year at Vanderbilt, and then earlier this year, Tommy Castellanos at Florida State. You know, smaller in stature in terms of height, you know, 5'11", 6 feet, athletic, coming over from San Diego State, has a chip on his shoulder. I watched that second half against Middle Tennessee, man, and he lit it up. And again, you have to take into account the competition, and that was a close game until the third quarter, but I'm leery of these kind of guys. And even though I'm sure Wisconsin would rather have their regular starter, this O'Neill kid looks like he's got that it factor. Have you seen enough of him to kind of agree with me on that, or am I overplaying it because Pavia and Castellanos lit Alabama up, and he reminds me of them?
No, I like the comparison, and it's not just the stature and the chip on their shoulder. I mean, it's the confidence, it's the moxie, the swagger. Those are words that get thrown around by his teammates and coaches, you know, anytime we talk about Danny O'Neill. And I think it was a focal point for Luke Fickell this offseason as well to get a capable backup because, like you mentioned, the starter got injured last year, the starter got injured the year before that. The backup tends to see time at Wisconsin, and unfortunately for Wisconsin fans, it happens to be right out of the gate again. But yeah, Danny O'Neill, he's got all of those things. He just plays with the confidence. I mean, he's throwing the ball down the field, and they did have to do that against Middle Tennessee because the running game didn't get going. But, you know, he's the type of guy you mentioned, yeah, the chip on his shoulder. He played 11 games last year as a true freshman for San Diego State, started 11 games. So he's got more experience than your typical Wisconsin backup would have. And, yeah, he's just the type of guy who doesn't seem like he's going to be daunted by the 100,000 fans at Bryant-Denny Stadium. That, you know, I'm sure it'll be the biggest stage he's ever played on. But, you know, Wisconsin, the coaching staff, the receivers, the offensive line, everyone in that locker room has a lot of confidence in him.
Carl Winter, sports director at WKOW-TV, Channel 27 in Madison, our guest, talking to Alabama, Wisconsin, breaking it down from the Wisconsin perspective. You mentioned getting that running game going, and that's a quarterback's best friend. You know, having played Miami and Middle Tennessee, you mentioned the offensive line, certainly that's a work in progress, no doubt about it. Has that been the biggest detriment to getting the run game going? Has just been lack of continuity up front?
I think so. I mean, I don't see or hear anyone, including the coaching staff, criticizing Dylan Jones or Darian Dupree. Those are the feature backs. They're Cade Iacomelli. They've got this three-headed backfield. And I just think that the holes haven't really been there for those guys to hit. And, you know, when I mean, granted, they're young backs as well. So maybe some of it's on them, but really the offensive line has been kind of a revolving door because of injuries and guys shuffling around. So I just don't think that the gaps have really been there for the running backs yet. Now, Jeff Grimes, the offensive coordinator, has adjusted to his credit and then gone with a lot of this horizontal motion. And so a lot of the wide receivers have seen touches in the running game, but I would attribute that the lack of ability to pound the rock to the offensive line being banged up early in the season.
The defense, you mentioned them earlier, man, they have been really stout. And again, I have to take into consideration the caliber of the competition, but they've gotten after the quarterback. They've really stoned the run. Now they're going up, you know, against a much better team, but is that defense legit in your opinion?
So far, you can't really argue that it's not. I mean, again, it's a small sample size. It's, like you said, the competition, but they're giving up 5 points a game. They're better in every metric than they were at this mm-hmm. point last season, and they also were playing, I think, the first two games last season were Western Michigan and South Dakota, so not great competition there either. But, they're getting after the quarterback better. They forced three interceptions, which last year I think they had four throughout the entire season. They've got a couple transfers that people are excited about. This pass rusher Mason Reiger, fifth-year guy from transferring in from Louisville, he's been everything he was cracked up to be so far. So, and again, I mentioned the 5 points per game. And the one touchdown they've conceded so far this season was, I think, like a 20-yard field that – they were put in that position because of a turnover on offense. So, yeah, you really can't you've got to play the competition that you're given, and the defense has absolutely stood these two teams up so far. I think they gave up two big plays over the top where, you know, a corner got beat on a jump ball twice against Middle Tennessee, but in neither of those instances did they end up giving up a touchdown. So the defense seems much, much improved from a year ago, and that starts with the guys up front.
Yeah, well, Luke Fickell is known as a guy that's a hard-nosed football coach. The results so far at Wisconsin, probably not what Badger fans had hoped for, but I know there's a ton of respect for him here from when he was at Cincinnati. What's the vibe on Fickell there with Badger Nation? Are they still confident that he's the guy to get the job done?
It's hot and cold, I would say. I mean, because, you know, in the early years, I think he was given a bit of a pass because of recruiting. You know, people say, you know, he hasn't gotten his guys in yet. But now, these first two games, I mean, it's un- the first game is hard because the jury's out a little bit because of the quarterback getting injured. But the second game at halftime, the team got booed off the field, Gary. I mean, it was loud in Camp Randall, leading only 14-10 against a team that had just gotten blown out or beaten by an FCS team. But then you come out in the second half and look like you're supposed to look, or so the fans think they're supposed to look, and you dominate and just pull away. And the final score looks like, okay, we should beat Middle Tennessee 42-10. But, yeah, and people have their opinions about whether you should be booing your own team off the field at halftime. But I think that, you know, certainly fans are still want to see more, and the schedule is about to get extremely difficult for Wisconsin, starting with this road trip to you folks in Alabama. So it's hard to say after beating two teams that you should beat soundly, but I think the fan base still is, they're going to be expecting a bowl appearance and better than that, regardless of how difficult the schedule is this year.
Couple more minutes with Carl Winter. The SEC versus the Big Ten dynamic is in play here. I don't have to tell you that. And the last 2 years, the Big Ten with Michigan and Ohio State has won the national championship, which after the SEC kind of had a stronghold on it for a while. This rivalry is real. These are the two most dominant conferences in college football. Is that being talked a lot about there in Madison? That, hey, this is not just a chance for Wisconsin to pull an upset, but it's also an opportunity for the Big Ten to make another statement against the SEC.
I haven't heard it a ton. I'm sure that will be the narrative if Wisconsin is able to be competitive. But I think these a couple of the players talked about this week. Hey, we want to show those folks that, we play a strong brand of football as well. Some of these Wisconsin, let's say the skill position players are like, yeah, I wasn't recruited by the SEC because I wasn't tall enough or I wasn't fast enough. So they kind of are playing with that mentality of, we can be competitive as well. And I guess the chip on the shoulder mentality, but I don't think that Wisconsin feels the need to bear the flag of the Big Ten here. They've got their own issues, competing in the Big Ten itself. So I don't think they view it as some, big matchup that they can represent the conference in necessarily.
I got you. Yeah, you always want to take care of your own team first. That conference stuff for these teams is secondary. I think it's bigger for the fans. Hey, while I've got you, go ahead and tell me how you think it's going to play out tomorrow.
I think it'll be a competitive game, first half at least. I do think that, Alabama's just going to have too much firepower, in the skill positions for sure. And so I think I'm not usually a betting man. I would say Wisconsin is going to be able to keep it closer than last year and cover the spread. I'm sure that the Tide are hungry after what happened in week one. But, I have confidence in this Wisconsin defense to keep them in the game. But I think offensively, the offensive line issues and, playing with a backup quarterback for the second week is going to be a bit of a challenge. So, I think Wisconsin fans are just hoping for a more competitive game than last year, and that is what I'm anticipating as well.
Yeah, I am too, to be honest with you. All right, let's close it out with the Packers. I know you were in Green Bay before you took that job in Madison. Of course, the entire state of Wisconsin rabid about the Pack, and I always feel like there's some connections between Tuscaloosa and Green Bay in the sense that this is a football rabid town. Green Bay's a football rabid town. Of course, college and the NFL being the difference, but going all the way back to Don Hutson, Bart Starr, there's been strong connections. And right now, two of the best players on the Packers, running back Josh Jacobs and safety Xavier McKinney, are former Alabama guys. And Packers have come out of the gate really strong, particularly that season opener when I thought they looked dominant against the Lions. And I didn't get to watch all of the game last night. I was at work, obviously, probably the same thing with you. But this Packers team, you bring in Micah Parsons to go with what already is a really good football team. Is this a Super Bowl caliber team, do you think?
I do. I absolutely do. And it's more because of the defense than anything. I mean, the way they were able to stifle two NFC playoff teams last season, in the Lions and the Commanders in 5 days, granted both home games. But, this defense looks as good as any Packers defense as we've seen in a long time. And the way the fan base has embraced Micah Parsons has, I haven't seen anything like it for a defensive star player anyway. I mean, they absolutely love any time that man steps on the field. So it's a very, you know, the vibe there is Super Bowl or bust. I mean, you could argue that that's the way it is every year in Green Bay, but things feel different than past seasons. And I think the front office has made a lot of the right moves to put the team in position for that. And of course, it all depends on being healthy. But yeah, I mean, and this goes back to last season as well. I mean, you mentioned Josh Jacobs and Xavier McKinney. Those guys worked out better than probably anyone could have hoped when they came in last season. And I'll say as well, two great locker room guys. Everyone loves them in the locker room, the media included. Great quotes for sure. So we do love those guys coming up from Alabama as well.
Awesome. Great stuff, Carl. We appreciate the time and the insight. And before we close out the segment, I know you're in Madison and I'm down here in Alabama, but you know, we're all over the place now with streaming and apps and everything else. For the folks maybe that are listening that want to get the Wisconsin vibe on this Alabama game, fill everybody in on how they can follow you on social media and website and all that good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Carl Winter TV on pretty much all social media. That's Carl with a K, Winter just like the season. Carl Winter TV there, and my station is WKOW. So you can check us out. And the game is on ABC as well, so we'll have it up here in Madison, and we're excited for all the post-game coverage and pre-game coverage and whatnot. We'll keep you updated if we hear anything on the injury front as well.
Yeah, that doesn't hurt your feelings when you when your station's got the game, does it?
Yes, it does not. It's rare we get a game on ABC up here since Big Ten is definitely Fox. On ABC a lot.
Well, you got it tomorrow, man. Going to have a huge audience there. Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate
it,
Carl.
Thanks, Gary. Have a good one. Enjoy the game tomorrow.
All right, 9:48 here on the Gary Harris Show. Fridays at the Free. I'm live at Innisfree Irish Pub, and, man, we're having a good show already. We've got Ellis Johnson, the coach, coming up at 10. Brett Pritchard with the Auburn Report at 10:30. Also in the second hour, Bama football trivia presented by T-Town Menswear and T-Town Gallery in the University Mall. And last week we gave away the Standard, that great autographed and numbered print. Nick Saban, 6 national championships. This morning we're going to give away Pride of the Capstone 2. I've got pictures of the print on all my social media outlets. It's Devontae Smith and Bryce Young, Nick Saban's last two Heisman Trophy winners. This is another beautiful full-size color print ready to be framed. We're going to give it away in the second hour. So another big hour is on the way, but we'll come back and wrap up hour number one. We can take some phone calls in this next segment. If you want to give us a ring, 205-342-9904 is that number. We'd love to hear from you as we get ready to kick off the football weekend early at Innisfree Irish Pub. We'll be right back.
On the game with Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Friday edition of the game, we will be less than 24 hours away from Alabama, Wisconsin. We're going to get you ready for that big game as we'll talk to Josh from College Football Nerds. We'll talk to Brent Beard. We'll talk to Lee Sterling. And we're going to do an SEC Parlay Pick Day presented by Bryan Hart Construction right here starting at 2 p.m. on the game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
The longest running sports program in time.
Give that to them each and every time they come and visit us.
The sense of pride that we have in the quality, the consistency of our food carries over to everything we do in the stores. That's Taco Casa.
Los Tarascos has been serving Mexican favorites like burritos, fajitas, and quesadillas since 1999. Their new location is at 4100 Owen Parkway in Northport. And of course, you can find Los Tarascos in Tuscaloosa at 110 Skyland Boulevard. The bar areas feature big screen television so you can enjoy your favorite sporting events. Los Tarascos features daily happy hours.
Contact Courtney White at 205-242-5127. North River Timber, CO at gmail.com. North River Timber Company.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Mostly sunny weather continues today. The high for this afternoon around 90. For tonight, clear with the low at 66. Weather for the weekend, hot and dry. Lots of sunshine tomorrow and Sunday. Highs between 90 and 93. I'm James Spann. with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 77 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're listening to The Gary Harris Show. Streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
I don't care if Monday's blue. The Friday First Hour Getaway song is always The Cure, Friday I'm in Love. One of my faves, one of the great weekend tunes that I think that's ever been written. Robert Smith and the boys welcome us back in. It's 9:53. We got phone calls to get to in this segment before we close it out. Tommy and Romulus is going to lead us off, and then we'll get to Robbie Glenn. Hey, good morning, Tommy.
Hey, Gary. How are you?
Doing great.
Well, I'm just needing to be physical. I'm playing Alabama football and have intensity like they had last week.
That's right.
I mean, it's a home game. It's 11 o'clock. But the fan need to bring the juice, or whatever we call it, the spirit. When Wisconsin have the ball, make noise. You know, so I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's another big game for Alabama. Every one of them going to be big games, but Alabama needs to stay focused. So,
absolutely. 100%. Every you said it. Every game is big, particularly when you lose the first one. Your margin for error is a lot smaller than teams that are 2-0. So I'm with you, and I just think you said it all. If they bring it, they're going to win the game. The only way that Wisconsin's got a chance to win the game is if Alabama has a less than 100% effort. They would have to help Wisconsin out. So. I'm with you. If they're ready to go, if they had a good week of preparation, they're focused and they play with intensity, they're going to win the game. And if they don't, they got a chance to lose. That's we've seen that over the last couple of years.
Well, this season, Alabama is going to see top-rated quarterback every week. I mean, the SEC is loaded with top-rated quarterback. So the defense need to get ready, and they need to keep the quarterback in the pocket, in my opinion. So that's one of the keys to winning. Don't let him run over Joey Green So, well, I think Alabama will win 35-16. That's my guess. I'll see you in a little bit. I'm going to head up there a few minutes.
All right, Tommy, yeah, look forward to seeing you again, man. Roll Tide. Yeah, Tommy came by last week. Look forward to seeing him again. Like I said, if you're out there listening, we had about probably 6 to 8 people that swung by last week, and you can get by this week as well. One of those guys that swung by last week was my pal Robbie Glenn. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning, Gary. Happy Friday at the Free, sorry. But, yeah, I wish I was there again. That was some of the best food, and I wish I was having a Guinness sitting next to you while you're talking.
Yeah, I got the full. We got the full setup today. We got the big desk, and we got the full equipment. So
nice.
It's full bore. We got the banner and everything. So, but Stryker came through his little procedure well yesterday.
Yeah, it was a very eventful day. It went great. We had a lot of some issues last night with all the bleeding he's had with having 8 teeth cut out.
Yeah,
but he did great. And then as soon as we got home, I get a call from my neighbor that she's in Atlanta. Can I go next door and check on her husband? He's not sounding right. And he was yelling for me. I ran by. He was having a heart attack. So I had to go call an ambulance and go with him to the to Grandview till she got there from Atlanta. So I spent pretty much the whole day at two different hospitals. But he's
Lord.
Okay now. They put a stent in. He's doing good. And so I was just thankful I was home. But as far as the game tomorrow, I'm hoping – I think Bama will win the game. I think the speed and everything that they have, the depth, will come through in the second half. I am worried about them putting back-to-back games together since the last 2 years. It's kind of been a thing. We haven't been able to do it, come back-to-back, and this is going to be a physical game. And they got a lot of seniors on that defensive line, so they've been through the trenches. So I hope our line's ready to open up holes for our running back. But I think, you know, it's going to be hot tomorrow, and I think Wisconsin, it's going to wear them down more than it does us. I like us to win the game, but I don't know about that big line. You know, I got 24-10, and that's just still a big win, a good game, but that's a lot of points. But if they do it, fantastic. You know, that means Bama's showing something.
Yep, I'm kind of with you. I've got it 28-13. I think it's going to be a little tougher than what a lot of people are expecting, but we will see and get a win and get to the bye week and then get ready to go to Athens.
And I also agree with you. I think Florida is going to show up against LSU. I think last week they did play a very good South Florida team, but I just don't think they were mentally in that game, ready to go, and they tried to come back and just didn't make it happen, but they'll be ready for this game. And all your listeners, if you haven't been by for meeting three at Innisfree, man, it's phenomenal. I know they're not having it today. Are you getting the the sticks?
Yeah, I'll get some off game day. Yeah, I probably will since I'm ordering off the game day menu. The mozzarella sticks are back or are here, and I'm sure I'm going to have to try them. So, hey, also, we got your print from T-Town Menswear and T-Town Gallery, the standard, when I see you.
Yeah, I'll get down there next week. I'm backed up with work after a long day yesterday. Sure. So I will get there next week for sure. All right, buddy. Roll Tide.
Appreciate it. All right. Got a couple score predictions from Tommy and from Robbie. That's going to wrap it up for hour number one. It's been brought to you by Alabama Credit Union. Hour number two, Fridays at the Free, Innisfree Irish Pub, live on University Boulevard. Come by and see us. We got a couple people said they're going to swing by here in the second hour. They open the doors at 11, but you can get in a little early and hang out with me if you would like. Hour number two is on the way, and we're going to begin it with the coach, Ellis Johnson. Keep it dialed in to Tide 100.9 FM at 1230 AM WTVC.
TBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
In the NFL, the Packers defeated the Commanders 28-17. Jordan Love completed 19 of 31 passes for 292 yards and two touchdowns. One of them went to Tucker Kraft, who also had six catches for 124 yards. Green Bay lost their wide receiver Jaden Reed to a broken collarbone, but they do expect him back at some point this season. Washington lost their running back Austin Eckler, who went down on a non-contact injury and is believed to have suffered a torn Achilles. In baseball, the Mariners walked it off again.
Swung on, popped up. Lugo backs up. He makes the catch. Polanco tagging. Here comes the throw. Polanco steaming home. He slides. He's safe. And the Mariners win. Sir Harry Ford walks it off.
That's right. Free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
The Gary Harris Show. You see him host Tider Insider TV, Crimson Tide Kickoff, play-by-play for Alabama sports, and sports director for WVUA 23. It's time for The Gary Harris Show on your home for Alabama sports, Tide 100.9, and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Fridays at the Free. They open the doors at 11 a.m., but you know the drill. If you want to swing by a little bit early and hang out with me, the side door next to the stage is open, and you're more than welcome to come hang out here in this second hour. We're going to kick off hour number two with the coach, Ellis Johnson, normally with us on Thursdays. He had an appointment yesterday, so he's gracious enough to join us on this Friday. He's already been talking a lot of college football on his show up there in Columbia, so he is already warmed up. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Gary.
Good to have you on, and we are ready to get into a big weekend. We got some marquee matchups, but let's start with Alabama and Wisconsin. Last week, Alabama, as we kind of thought they would, bounce back, and 73-0 over Monroe. I don't care if you're playing, JV team. That's an impressive performance. So they seem to, at least for a week, get things back on track. But get a Big Ten opponent coming in here tomorrow morning in Wisconsin. Wisconsin not, you know, not happy with how they played last year against Alabama at home. I think they feel like they've got a better football team this year. I know defensively they've been really strong. They're on their backup quarterback, but that kid's got a lot of moxie. I said already on my show, he reminds me of Pavia Castellanos, this Danny O'Neill does. So how do you see this Wisconsin-Alabama matchup tomorrow at Saban Field at Bryant-Denny Stadium?
You know, so Monroe at different times have had some decent players and decent teams. That was a beatdown. So hopefully Alabama has really kind of found who they are and what they are and figured out how to play for 60 minutes. And the best thing about it is not only did they put up a bunch of stats, but they had zero turnovers and only 55 yards in penalties. I think they'll take care of Wisconsin, I think especially at home. I don't know anything about Wisconsin other than just trying to keep up with it a little bit on the radio or something on a talk show. But, I think that Alabama, and this may be a game that can kind of flip the switch and get them playing well against powerful opponents at a decent level. But I think they beat Wisconsin by more than two touchdowns.
Alabama got to play all three quarterbacks last week, and they combined to have an incredible game, seven touchdowns total. But Ty Simpson, the starter, 17 of 17, Coach. As you said, no turnovers, three touchdowns. Really impressive performance by a guy who was starting just a second game. And even though he played okay at Florida State, and Monroe's defense is certainly not as strong as the Seminoles, he made progress.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. And listen, his first drive of the year was against what's going to turn out to be a surprisingly really good Florida State football team. 17 play drives for a touchdown. That's who I think he is. Now, he doesn't have that ability to take off running for 50 yards or throw an 80-yard bomb and pull them out of the fire. But he's just efficient, and he's really good and takes care of the football. And I think if they, you know, get their act straight around him, he's good enough to take them to as many wins as they need.
Let's move on to Auburn, just because they are playing an in-state team, and Major Applewhite's the head coach at South Alabama, and South Alabama's a decent team for their level. They go to Jordan-Hare. Auburn seems to have found their quarterback in Jackson Arnold. He ran it in the first game. He threw it in the second game. Auburn's a 24.5-point favorite in this one. Do you see any chance that South Alabama can hang around here?
No, and you already hit the main point. We didn't know if Jackson Arnold could throw the ball well or not in that first game because he didn't have to. And it looks like they decided, you know, let's just put them away with the running game and get us a win on the road against a good Baylor team. And they proved to be a pretty good team. They beat SMU last week. So that was a big win for Auburn on the road, and it gets bigger kind of when you look at it now. And then to go out and play really complete game against Bowling Green, and I think – now that they kind of know who they are and what they are on each side of the ball, and the fact that he was able to throw it effectively this past week tells you they can do it. They got a good core of receivers, and I don't think he's a great passer, but I think his strength is running and athleticism. But there's no question now they know he's got some balance to his attack, and I think that was a good sign for Auburn. South Alabama has a great program, but I think they win this by three touchdowns or more.
Let's get to these marquee matchups in the SEC. And Georgia's at Tennessee. Kirby has certainly had the Vols number in the last four games. Josh Heupel's team has not scored more than 17 points. There's a lot of people feel like this is the year. Georgia has looked, rather pedestrian. We still don't know if Gunnar Stockton can throw it down the field the way they're going to need to. But we've also seen this script many times where Georgia maybe has looked a little lackluster and they play Tennessee and they get well. Tennessee is getting 3.5 points at home, but I know talking with some people up there in Knoxville, they feel like it's their time against the Bulldogs. What do you think?
Well, I think that's about the way it's going to go, but I really think the key, Tennessee is going to have to find a way to run the football on Georgia's front. And, the back that they had last year is gone. I don't know how good they are. We hadn't seen them against a great football team yet. So I lean to Georgia, even on the road. I think the only thing that could save Tennessee is if they get out early and get the crowd, gets a little noise, starts to affect Georgia maybe. But I just don't feel Tennessee can run the football effectively on Georgia. That's not their that passing attack. You know, it's not going to open up.
All right, Coach. Let's get to. I've got several more that we want to handicap here, but Florida at LSU, and we know that Florida. That was a tough one for Billy. I mean, whew, at home, you lose to 17.5-point underdog, even though South Florida, I think, has got a heck of a football team, and Alex Gosch is a really good football coach. Still, you got a player loses cool late in the game and spit in another player's face. Cost you a 15-yard penalty. We've seen this before with Florida. Self-inflicted wounds. They lose. The quarterback's not, Lagway's not either 100% or not playing the way they expected him to play, and now you have to go to Death Valley and LSU on tomorrow night.
Well, you know, that was a big upset for them last year, but what bothers me about Florida right now is not that they had laid an egg against a team that should beat. What bothers me is I don't think Lagway is what he can be. He hadn't played enough football, apparently. He's not nearly as consistent. He'll have one of these flash plays and an explosive play, and then he'll throw two picks later on. And I don't know, he might not be totally healthy. He keeps getting these nagging injuries in the offseason and in season where he can't continually practice more and more and more. So he's just not a very polished football player right now. And without him playing at that level, I don't know how good they are. They play it at LSU. I mean, I don't know anything that would tell you that Florida's going to go down there and pull this off. But it might be. I think that's the win that kind of triggered them last year and got them rolling at the end of the season. So
it was, no doubt
anything can happen. Yeah, anything can happen, Gary, but I think they're in trouble. And the thing that I'm most concerned about, that thing the kid did, getting thrown out of the game and giving them a drive for the winning field goal. I mean, as a coach, that makes you pull your hair out. But the thing that concerns me the most about him is I just don't know what kind of condition Lagway is in.
Yeah, I'm with you there. All right, your neck of the woods is hosting a big one there in Columbia, Vanderbilt, South Carolina. South Carolina has won their two games, but offensively, man, they've struggled. There's no other way around it. And Mike Shula's offense just has not got it going. A couple punt returns have helped them. And then this Vanderbilt team did not have a great first half, but, boy, in the second half, they dominated Virginia Tech up in Blacksburg last weekend. So now we got Vandy and South Carolina. You know, there have been a time when people would have laughed at this game, but this is a big-time game in Columbia tomorrow night.
It is. It is big for both programs. But, you know, like you said, we wouldn't have been talking about these 10 years ago. I don't know what's going on. You know, but preseason, we thought we had two Heisman candidates in the little state of South Carolina with Sellers and Klubnik, and neither one of them are playing well, and the kids around them are not playing that well. So both of them kind of searching. As you said, I just came off my show I have to do every Friday out of Columbia, and we've been beating this thing to death for 45 minutes. I don't know what they're trying to do. Sellers is not a good pocket quarterback. Now, everybody talked about him being in the top 10 in the draft, maybe one of the first quarterbacks taken. He doesn't have NFL translation. And he'll beat you with his feet. He'll beat you in a lot of different ways. But right now, it's like they're trying to force him to beat you out of the pocket. And it's not been good at all. They were very fortunate to beat a 1AA team last week at 14 points on punt returns and another 7, I think, on a fumble return that set up a touchdown. So if Carolina plays like they've been playing and Vandy plays like they've been playing, Vandy's going to beat South Carolina. And we don't know if they're going to do that or not. And other little factoid now, we're only 2 games into the season, and this who beat who, you know, you can do that all day long, and eventually you can make somebody the national champion that lost 10 games. But South Carolina played Vandy 2 weeks ago, excuse me, Virginia Tech 2 weeks ago. Vandy just played them. And in 2 games, you've got these 2 opponents who have played a common opponent and not 6 weeks apart. Very soon, Vanderbilt manhandled Virginia Tech, and South Carolina struggled with them. And without a punt return in the kicking game, I don't know if they pull that one off. So I don't know. The bookies like Carolina. Again, they better play that better and play a lot different. And they better let Sellers be Sellers. So they're going to get beat in Columbia.
Ole Miss is at home against Arkansas. And Ole Miss is another one of these teams that a lot of expectations. They've been okay. They haven't been great. I think they're asking a few questions about their defense a little bit. And Arkansas has looked good so far. And as a result, this line is less than a touchdown and extra point. It's 6.5. A Rebels at Vaught Hemingway. I guess, we favor them, obviously, at home. But Arkansas, is this the year that Sam Pittman's team breaks through? And if that is to happen, they probably need to win on Saturday against the Rebels.
Well, anytime you come in, you got Bobby Petrino running the offense, you got a shot. I guess people are looking at that Ole Miss-Kentucky game and how Ole Miss kind of struggled. But Kentucky's played them well in the last several years and actually, of course, beat them the year before, last year. And I don't think that's one to get all concerned about. But I do think they're going to have to play a little bit better. I think Ole Miss will win at home. But they'll have their hands full. I think it'll be a tough game, but I think they'll win at home. They got some explosive players, and I think eventually Lane's going to put up about two or three explosive plays on them to make the difference in the game.
A couple more games I want to ask you about. A big national game, SEC, goes into South Bend, Texas A&M at Notre Dame. That's also a night game. A lot of these games are tomorrow night. Notre Dame's a 6.5-point favorite. A&M's just every year. You feel like maybe this is the year they get over the hump, and they just can't seem to do it. But boy, if they could knock off Notre Dame, that would be a big step in the right direction.
Yeah, this could be a huge game for Texas A&M if they could win, and they got to do it at Notre Dame. At night, and that's going to be very hard to do. But they need a win over a team like this to get this thing turned. And I'm a big fan of Mike Elko. They haven't played anybody yet, so we don't know. We don't know anything about them other than putting up points right now. But it's going to be a huge challenge. I don't think they can beat Notre Dame at Notre Dame, but it would be a huge win for them, not just for a week, but for the whole future of that program if they could get that win. Notre Dame got a wake-up call down in Miami the other day, and nobody's going to come in and catch them sleep. But I don't think Texas A&M is good enough to beat them. Boy, it could be a huge win for them if they can.
All right, the last game I want to ask you about, and there's no doubt Texas is going to beat UTEP, but just we saw, Arch Manning really struggle against Ohio State and then look better last week against UTSA. Now he gets UTEP, and Texas clearly a big favorite here. But are we going to see the Arch Manning that we expected to see? Is this the weekend that it gets started, against a weak opponent, or maybe is he just not quite as ready for prime time as we all thought?
Well, there's two things about him. One is what you just asked, and I think everybody jumped the gun on it a little bit because of his high school play and all that kind of thing. He flashes in the pan three times seven for yours. Yours would have his bad games, and of course the fans would all pull and say, oh, we should be playing Arch. And a lot of folks sounded the warning bell that, hey, this guy hadn't played a lot of snaps. And I heard a guy the other day, an analytics guy, he said nobody in NFL should ever draft a college quarterback that has not had 24-plus starts in their games of career. And you think about that, you say, well, some of these kids leave at 1 year or whatever. And he said it's empirically proven. And he started spouting the facts, and I'm starting to be a believer. You have to play college football to be able to play college football. And I think he's a great example. Now, the second thing is either a hoax on social media or there's something going on with his shoulder. I mean, it was something where they showed him grimacing, making a throw. And then somebody told me, well, yeah, he's been kind of nursing a little irritating shoulder thing for a year and a half. So I don't know what to believe. But if he's got any kind of injury like that, sometimes we don't know about these players because the coaches don't let stuff out. If it's something he can play with and it's not going to get any worse, or is it just bunch of, BS at social media. I don't know, but it's been out there a little bit. But I just think everybody jumped the gun on Arch, and I think he's going to end up being one of the best quarterbacks ever played in the SEC. But if he comes out this year, he's going to have two or three more years of trying to figure out where he's going to play in the NFL. I think he needs time. He needs snaps.
Coach, as always, great insight. Are you going to couch it this weekend, or are you going to be at a game somewhere?
I'm going to stay right here, watch them on TV, and get something in the refrigerator instead of that little water thing over there.
I hear you, man. Thank you, Ellis.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
Yep, appreciate you. All right, 10:20 on the Gary Harris Show. The YMCA of Tuscaloosa will be open tomorrow morning, a very short period. They close early on game days. They opened till noon last week, but with this being an 11 a.m. game, you can't get in there from 6 until 9. If you want to get an early morning workout in at the Y, they will be open 6 until 9 tomorrow morning so that you can get your workout in and still catch all the football tomorrow. So keep that in mind. The YMCA open on Saturday. Tomorrow, 6 until 9 a.m. All right, we're going to take a break here from Fridays at the Free Innisfree Irish Pub, downtown University Boulevard, and we're going to come back with more of the show. And at 10:30, we'll hit the Auburn Report with Brett Pritchard. Also at 10:30, our Bama Football Trivia Contest as we give away that beautiful print, color print of Devontae Smith and Bryce Young, Pride of the Capstone 2. We'll do that while we're interviewing Brett. And then in the last segment, I'll give my SEC point spread prediction. So still a lot to do here from Innisfree Irish Pub. Fridays at the Free continues on the Gary Harris Show.
West Alabama real-time news update from the Tuscaloosa Thread Newsroom.
For the TuscaloosaThread.com headlines brought to you by Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. A suspect in the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk is in custody. He's been identified as 22-year-old Tyler Robinson of Utah. The family of Michael Shannon Sudsbury, who has been missing since early July in Bibb County, is pleading for answers. But his brother Jason told news partner ABC 3340 he doesn't believe Michael is alive.
I tried to look at the better side of this, but there's no better side of it.
The 50-year-old was last seen in a six-mile community in Bibb County. In sports, Bama is a 20-point favorite over Wisconsin in tomorrow morning's 11 a.m. game at Bryant-Denny. Summer is coming to an end, so let Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram put you in a new Ram truck, Dodge Charger, or a Jeep. Shop the dealership for former Bama quarterback.
Lineup offering fuel efficiency, advanced technology, and plush comfort. Tuscaloosa Mazda, 3100 Skyland Boulevard East, or online at TuscaloosaMazda.com.
If you haven't checked out Who's Q and Brew already, it's time you did so. Tuscaloosa's best barbecue with lunch specials daily and night specials Monday through Thursday. We have a full bar featuring a new cocktail and wine menu, 16 draft beers, and $5 bushwhackers, and we have 17 TVs so you can watch all the big games. New food items include baby back ribs, house-made queso, sweet...
Important step toward them. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com/radio. That's GoFundMe.com/radio. This is a commercial message sponsored by GoFundMe.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Mostly sunny weather continues today. The high for this afternoon around 90. For tonight, clear with the low at 66. Weather for the weekend, hot and dry. Lots of sunshine tomorrow and Sunday. Highs between 90 and 93. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 82 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Follow Tide 100.9 on Facebook today to watch our live shows, read the great articles, and interact with Bama fans today.
Because weekends were jumping music, sleek DJs, fog machines, and laser rays. Look at weekends, because here I come.
And we are rocking and rolling here at Innisfree Irish Pub. A couple people have texted me that they're going to try to swing by. And if you get by now and hang out for 30 minutes or so, they're going to be opening the doors anyway. So it'd be a great time to get by and enjoy a little pregame, pre-Friday opportunity to hang out with me. 1925 University Boulevard in Tuscaloosa. You all know where Innisfree Irish Pub is. In the next segment, we're going to have our football trivia contest. And you know how we do that, too. I'll ask the question while we're interviewing Brett Pritchard, and then we'll qualify people throughout the entire time we're interviewing Brett. We'll also take app messages. In fact, I'm checking the apps right now to make sure that everything's good to go there. And we will also, if I can get to my social media and you send in an answer there, we'll call. I think we qualified, wound up qualifying like 20. Reed or Chase, do y'all remember, was it 26 last week or 22 or something like that? I know it was over 20
people. I believe it was 26.
Yeah, I think it was 26 that we qualified last week for our print that we're going to give away courtesy of T-Town Menswear and T-Town Gallery and the University Mall. Reed, you up there with me at the TV station from time to time, helping me out. And I know you, as a student here, have strong opinions on Alabama football. How do you see tomorrow's game between the Crimson Tide and the Badgers playing out?
Well, I honestly think that they're going to build upon the momentum from last week against ULM. And I think that that first week loss against Florida State kind of hit them in the face a little bit. And so I think they're going to bounce back. Like kind of everybody's been saying, this line is kind of a bit tricky. I think Wisconsin will barely cover, like maybe lose by 20. But I think it's going to be close during the first half.
Oh, I do too, Reed. I think it's going to be a tougher game than a lot of people think it's going to be. I've got it 28-13, and I think Alabama wins the game, but I don't think it's going to be a gimme, but we will see. So, all right, we're going to get to the break here, and when we come back, we're going to visit with Brett Pritchard from the Auburn Blitz, as Auburn is a team that looks like they may be ready for prime time this season. Also, our Bama football trivia question, I'll give that before we interview Brett. And then we'll qualify people throughout the entire segment, and then we'll wrap it up, and we will draw at the end of the show with that electronic, my mind just went blank. Help me out here, guys. What is it, the wheel that rolls?
The roulette wheel?
The roulette wheel. Yeah, I went blank on a roulette wheel, that electronic roulette wheel. Name matches the number that you qualify, then you'll win the print. So a lot still to do. Friday's at the free. They open the doors at 11 a.m., but if you want to swing on by, come on in and hang out with me for a little bit. We'll be right back after this.
About Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
University of Alabama sports, as well as the national and local scene as well. The Gary Harris Show, only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
At the free, I'm live at Industry Irish Pub, University Boulevard in Tuscaloosa. They open the doors at 11 a.m., but a couple people have made it by now and got here a little early to hang out with me, and they'll be ready to go at 11 a.m. Again, a reminder, no lucky lunch beaten three today. It'll be back next Friday when there's no game, but for home games from here on out, they'll have their game day menu available, and it's still really good. Of course, lucky lunch beaten three available every other day of the week. And next week as well. All right, it's time for the Auburn Report with our pal Brett Pritchard from the Auburn Blitz. Before we do that, though, let's go ahead and give you the Bama football trivia question so we can start getting people qualified. We'll do it through this entire segment. Of course, we're giving away Pride of the Capstone 2, that full-size color print ready for framing featuring Alabama's final two Heisman winners under Nick Saban. He coached four, Mark Ingram and Derrick Henry were the first two. The final two, Devontae Smith and Bryce Young, are part of this beautiful print that you can see on all my social medias. All right, here is the question. 205-342-9904. 205-342-9904 is the number. This is the third meeting between Alabama and Wisconsin. Alabama leads the all-time series 2-1. It's the fourth meeting, I should say. They lead the all-time series 2-1. We know what happened last year in Madison. My question is, when they played in 2015 to open the season out in Arlington, Texas, I was there. What was the score of that game in 2015 between Alabama and Wisconsin? Of course, Alabama won the national championship that year. But they played Wisconsin in the season opener. What was the score? Alabama, Wisconsin, 2015. Call now, 205-342-9904 with the score. I'll also check the app messages, and I'll check my social media as well. And some people text me. Any way that I get the answer, I'll get you qualified, and then we'll have that electronic roulette wheel spin at the end of the show to announce a winner. All right, let me bring in my buddy Brett Pritchard from the Auburn Blitz. Good morning, Brett.
Hey, Gary. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. All right, Auburn 2-0. Jackson Arnold did it with his legs against Baylor. Then he came back last week and did it with his arm against Ball State. So it finally feels like, after a few years of kind of being in the wilderness quarterback-wise, that Auburn has indeed found its quarterback.
Well, we hope so. You know, again, just I think we talked about it last week. I think it's just one game at a time and – you know, one test at a time. But, yeah, definitely off to a good start, I think, the Baylor game, going out and getting that win and now looking at what type of offense Baylor has. Not that we didn't know, but, you know, the points that Sawyer Robertson put up and what they were able to do just really was a confidence boost that I think everybody was looking at. And could you get out of there with a win and can you play well? And Jackson Arnold, he didn't set the world on fire throwing the football, but, again, is able to run the football and do a lot of good things with his legs. And then this past week, very efficient, 24-28. No spectacular plays through the air, just a lot of consistent plays, the things that the defense gave him, he took. And two of those incompletions were throwaway. So, you know, very, very accurate. Now you build on that coming up tomorrow with a South Alabama team. And this is not Ball State. I've said this all week. This is a good football program that is looking at this as an opportunity to come up here and, being an in-state school and full of players that probably wanted to play for Auburn, grew up playing, wanted to play for either Auburn or Alabama, and they say, hey, look, this is a perfect opportunity for us to kind of showcase what we can do. So, yeah, you're going to have to come out in an early game and perform. So, how much of Jackson Arnold will we see in the game is what we've been asking all week. And Auburn comes out and kind of takes care of business and takes control. I mean, it's hard not to look past fans and media. We can, players don't. But if you could get him to sit a majority of the second half and not risk an injury or anything going into that game next week at Oklahoma, you'd love to see that.
Yeah, listen, you said the obvious. You're right. The team has to focus on the task at hand. But from the fans' standpoint, you are looking ahead to these next couple
no
of
doubt.
Games. There's no doubt about it because of what they could mean for Auburn's season. One thing about the game tomorrow I do like, I've said this before, I wish Alabama would do this. It's an in-state opponent. And so even though, you know, on paper, you know, and we know Major Applewhite's done a nice job there. Before that, Kane Womack did a good job. South Alabama's a good program for their level. Auburn should win the game, but at least you're playing somebody that, you know, there's some interest in the game because of the fact that, you know, they're in Mobile, they're coming to Auburn. So it's better than playing a directional school from another state.
I agree with you, Gary. You know, we talked about it on the podcast this morning, actually, for a long time that, you know, Coach Freeze and John Cohen came out yesterday and said that, you know, that's their plan, to continue to play the in-state schools. And, you know, we kind of looked at it from a multiple different angles, and there's different philosophies on that. And, you know, I even heard Auburn fans go, well, I don't know why we're playing them. You know, it's a no-win situation for Auburn, blah, blah, blah. You know, I disagree. You're a better program. You got better resources. You got a better roster. And if you lose to a South Alabama, I'm not saying that you can't, because Auburn narrowly escaped Jacksonville State several years ago. But if you lose to them, it's your fault because you didn't do the things that you needed to do to execute and plan and whatever. But at the end of the day, it goes back to what you just said. Why not keep it in the state? You know, and for South Alabama, you know, $1.2-1.3 million payday, and they don't have to travel that far. You know, it's not like South Alabama's having to travel out and play Southern Cal or UCLA or Oregon or somebody like that. They get to stay in state. And again, you know, in the era of the transfer portal, and I'm not going to say it's an audition, but let's just be honest. I mean, and that's something that schools like South Alabama and Troy have to understand. And they –
Did we lose Brett? Brett, where did you go? Hey, Chase and Reed, I know you guys are absolutely covered up with phone calls right now, but...
So why would we owe them anything? Why would we want to give them that opportunity to upset us? Again, I go back to my statement. If Auburn loses to South Alabama, it's not really about South Alabama. It's about what Auburn didn't do to get red.
Yeah, okay. I think it's almost like you went through a tunnel there for a minute. You went out on us, but you're back, and we got the gist of what you said. All right, now we you and I can look ahead, and you already have a little bit. But listen, if Auburn gets past South Alabama tomorrow, we feel like that they will. The next 2 weeks are going to be huge. At Oklahoma, at A&M, then the bye, at home versus Georgia, and at home versus Missouri. And then at Arkansas,
right,
and at home against Kentucky, and at Vanderbilt. So you're going to hit a stretch there, and then you get Mercer before the Iron Bowl. But this after this game this week, Auburn's season is pretty much going to be determined on what's going to happen in that stretch, primarily those first four games that I mentioned, Oklahoma, A&M, Georgia, and Missouri.
Well, we saw this at the in the off season, Gary, when we were breaking down the schedule. I mean, this is the meat of your schedule. These two road games coming up, and then an off week, and then Georgia. And again, it starts there. If you want to be a team that can contend for a playoff berth, you got to go at least get one of these games on the road. You got to go. You want to win both, obviously, but if you lose both of them, it really puts you behind the eight ball. It puts you in a bad situation. Then you get Georgia, and again, I don't know what Georgia has. I mean, Georgia played Austin Peay last week, and maybe their passing game doesn't look the best either. But that'll be a test. They've got a test this coming up weekend against Tennessee, so we'll know a little bit more about Georgia there. But yeah, I think it's one game at a time. Do what you got to do against South Alabama to continue to get better as a program, and then. Yeah, I mean, all eyes going to be in Norman, Oklahoma, and both teams are in a position where that could be a game that could spur them ahead for the season and really kind of catapult them toward the type of season that both programs are looking for. Because let's be honest, Brent Venables has been and is still on the hot seat. And even though that win against Michigan was big, I think Auburn will be their real first true test coming in because it's just different when you're playing in conference. And then you got Jackson Arnold coming back. It's just going to be a high-profile game. So, yeah, I think that's where it all starts. You can get through that stretch and maybe win two of those three games. You're well on your way to putting yourself in a position to have a postseason berth.
Yeah, we'll talk, obviously, next week more about Auburn and Oklahoma, but it is a huge game. And I, like you said, storylines are what we like in college football, particularly in this league. And you mentioned with Jackson Arnold going back to Norman and the fact that he is Auburn's guy, and Auburn's thrilled to have him. But let's just be honest. Oklahoma feels like they went up at a notch at quarterback with Mateer. So you got both teams extremely happy with the quarterbacks that they have. Let's be honest. However that game turns out, the quarterback that wins that game is probably going to be the one that gets all the credit, and the one that loses, it's not. So it'll be big for those guys individually as well as for those two teams.
Oh, absolutely. Just one of those situations where, again, there's a lot of pressure on both those guys to perform. And, it's one of those situations where Jackson Arnold, he can't let the emotions of returning and trying to prove something, get to him. And then John Mateer is the same way. I mean, he's going to feel that pressure of the guy that used to be the quarterback back in the building. So, it comes down to blocking and tackling at the end of the day, and we all know that, Gary. When you settle in, it's the best team. It's the team that makes the least amount of mistakes. It's the team that executes the best, and that's what I fully expect. But I mean, as big a game for either team as you could possibly ask for. Get 4 weeks into the season, no doubt about it.
All right, a couple minutes left. Let's go around the league a little bit and. Kirby has owned Heupel since Heupel's been at Tennessee. In fact, Tennessee's offense, prolific against some, has never done much against Kirby Smart's defense. people in East Tennessee think this is their year. They just think it's their time. They're at home. Georgia's looked very pedestrian, although we know, you and I both know, you can't judge a Kirby Smart team by that. It's the big games where he shines. But Tennessee folks feel like they got something for Georgia this year. You agree?
I do. I mean, you know, I think the Tennessee fans have a right to feel that way. And I think, you know, at some point in time, you got to step up. And if you're going to be the man, you got to play like the man. And so you got a golden opportunity with Georgia here to kind of put yourself in position to be the team that is at the top of the league. So, yeah, they got to go out and prove it. And you're right. He's had Heupel's number, but I think this is going to be a good football game. And I think this is going to be a very crucial game for Gunnar Stockton moving forward and seeing if he can really be the guy to lead Georgia, you know, for the rest of the season. I think there's still a lot of doubt there. I think there's some speculation on, you know, can he be the guy? So, yeah, I'm looking forward. Obviously, that's going to be one of the biggest games in the conference this weekend that starts at 2:30. Auburn will be pretty much finished up. We'll be getting out of the stadium to do our post-game show, so we'll definitely be watching that one.
Other one I want to ask you about is Florida after another really bad loss for Billy Napier at home. Even though South Florida's a good team still. Now, they beat LSU last year, and, of course, that was in Gainesville, and that kind of got their season turned around. You know, I don't know, Brett. It's just some reason. This league can be like this. You can count a team out. I don't know that they'll win the game. I know this. I think Florida will play hard. I think they're going to be more competitive in this game than some people think. Would you agree with that, or do you think, you know, LSU at home tomorrow night is just going to be a blowout?
I'll be honest with you. I think LSU at home tomorrow night should scare the heck out of any Florida fans, should scare the heck out of, you know, anybody associated with Florida. That was a not good performance, for lack of better terms, for Florida. And, you know, it just seems like when you think Billy Napier kind of turned things around at the end of last season that he – is right back in the bullseye again. And, you know, not a good time to go to Death Valley. I think LSU playing as good a football as anybody in this conference right now. And I think, you know, in Death Valley, it's always hard. And I just think there's a lot of pressure on Florida. I just don't know that they've got enough weapons to go down there and compete. So I actually think LSU takes care of business, and I think they take care of business too.
All right, finally, who's your Benjamin Russell team got tonight, and do you feel like they're a you know, state championship contender this year?
I do, Gary. I think they have all the pieces. I think, you know, we have some areas that we're a little bit thin in, but for the most part, I think they've got you know, they've got enough to be in the mix toward the end. They play Chilton County tonight, so I think they'll take care of business tonight. It sets up a massive matchup next Friday at home against Spain Park, who's ranked either fifth or sixth in 6A, and Ben Russell's ranked 10th, and should be one of the better matchups in the state next Friday.
Great stuff, as always. Give us a preview of the Auburn Blitz.
Yep, headed to Lake Mark Pizza and Dable for our show today, so everybody tune us in at noon, and we appreciate it as always, Gary. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Brett. Appreciate you. All right, it is 10:48, Fridays at the Free, and this week we haven't had anybody come by. We had a couple of people slip their head in the door, but they kind of just said hello and darted on out. Oh, I see some people waiting at the front door, though. I do see some people waiting at the front door. They could come on around to the side door and get in. I'll let them in during this break, because they're waiting out there to get in. So anyway, we're going to come back, and we're going to do our Bama football trivia contest and get the winner. Before that, though, we'll do my SEC point spread predictions. I'm 11-10 overall after 2 weeks, and we'll be right back with more of the Gary Harris Show after this. Let me let these people in. Talk to you in a couple more minutes. Bye.
Coming up on The Game with Ryan Fowler. Coming up on the Friday edition of the game, we will be less than 24 hours away from Alabama, Wisconsin. We're going to get you ready for that big game as we'll talk to Josh from College Football Nerds. We'll talk to Brent Beard. We'll talk to Lee Sterling. And we're going to do an SEC Parlay Pick Day presented by Bryant Harden Construction right here starting at 2 p.m. on the game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
The longest-running sports program in Tuscaloosa. The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
As much as Innisfree has evolved, it will always be that place to escape and have a good time. Whether it's for a game day weekend, to reminisce on college days, or to create new memories, if you're looking for a good time, there's only one thing to do. Head to the Free at 1925 University Boulevard. And don't forget about the Lucky Lunch Meet and 3 special.
$34.50 per month. Sign up at NFL Sunday ticket.com. Local and national games on YouTube TV. NFL Sunday Ticket for out-of-market games excludes digital-only games and commercial use. Terms and embargoes apply. Availability varies.
Tide 100.9. Tuscaloosa weather. Mostly sunny weather continues today. The high for this afternoon around 90. For tonight, clear with the low at 66. Weather for the weekend, hot and dry. Lots of sunshine tomorrow and Sunday. Highs between 90 and 93. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 83 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Find Tide on Twitter at Tide 100.9 to keep up with show announcements, guests, and our reporters in the field.
Look at weekend, 'cause here I come. Because weekends were made for fun. Fun I work hard every day.
It's all right, 52. Welcome back into the Gary Harris Show. Live at Innisfree Irish Pub. 1925 University Boulevard. Friday's at the Free. The doors are opening officially at 11 a.m. So get on in here and start off your football weekend. Okay, before we get to our trivia winner, our Bama football trivia presented by T-Town Menswear and T-Town Gallery University Mall, my point spread predictions, I'm going to have to rattle through them pretty fast here. And there's a couple games that I'm still just kind of trying to figure out. But we'll go ahead and hit them. I've got Alabama, Wisconsin, UA laying 21.5. I'm actually going to take Wisconsin plus the 21.5 here. I've got Bama winning 28-13. Oklahoma at Temple. I think this Oklahoma team is strong this year. I've got them covering the 23.5 on the road. Auburn at home against South Alabama, 24.5. Auburn, you kind of heard Brett Pritchard say it. They might be looking ahead a bit. I think they get up big here, but the 24.5 is pretty good amount of points for a decent South Alabama team. I'm going to take the points here. Missouri at home against Louisiana, this Eli Drinkwitz team, they like to run, score a lot of points, and they like to run it up on people. So I'll take Mizzou minus the 27.5. I'm falling into this trap. I think Georgia could still win this game, but I think it's a field goal game. And since Tennessee's catching 3.5 at home, I'll take Tennessee plus the points. Texas has burned me with these big lines, but I think this is the weekend they get it right. 40.5 at home against UTEP, I think they cover that. I like Ole Miss minus the 6.5 here. A lot of people have Arkansas going in there and winning, but I'm going to take Ole Miss at home minus the 6.5. And this is another one of those I'll probably kick myself on, Brantley. I'm going to take Florida plus the 7.5 at LSU. Texas A&M. They break my heart every year in terms of picking them, but I'm going to take the points in this one at home against Notre Dame. I'm going to take the 6.5. Kentucky has trouble, covering against anybody because their offense is not good. They should cover against Eastern Michigan, but 24.5, I'm going to take the points, and I'm going to take Vanderbilt to win outright at South Carolina, and I'm probably setting myself up here as well. But I'm taking the 3.5. South Carolina is laying 3.5. So I got Vandy. Those are my picks. All right. Our trivia question today was Alabama and Wisconsin are meeting for the fourth time tomorrow. And the question was, what was the score in 2015 when Alabama opened the season against Wisconsin in Arlington, Texas? I was there, and it was kind of the preview of the Derrick Henry Heisman campaign and a national championship to come. The answer was Alabama 35, Wisconsin 17. That was the score. Alabama rolled over the Badgers, a good Wisconsin team, by the way. That was a good Wisconsin team. And I'm trying to see if we got everybody qualified. We might have missed one or two late on the app, but I'm sorry. We got to go with it. How many qualifiers do we have, Reed and Chase?
We got 20.
Got 20 is the number. And let's go ahead and roll that electronic roulette wheel and see what number it lands on.
Number 14, that is Gavin Deakle.
Gavin is in Greece. He texted in his reply. He's in Greece right now, so he's going to have to wait to get to print for a while. But we think all of our qualifiers will give away. We don't have a game next weekend. I don't know if we're going to give anything away next week or not, but we might. But anyway, congratulations to Gavin Deakle, and he's been a frequent. Well, I think this is the third time he's won. Now, once you win, let me tell you this too. Once you win this year, please don't try to qualify anymore. Now, if you know, he won last year, 2 years ago, whatever, that's fine. But once you're a winner this year, and we need to keep, I'll keep up with the list of winners that we have. I know we had Robbie Glenn last week, Gavin Deakle this week. Last week was the first week that we did it. Yeah, we didn't do one in week one. So Robbie and Gavin, I'll keep up with that. So anyway, congratulations to Gavin. Thanks to T-Town Menswear and T-Town Gallery in the University Mall for sponsoring our Bama football trivia contest. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Live from Innisfree Irish Pub, doors are opening, and people are coming on in. It's lunchtime. The game day menu is available, so get on by Innisfree Irish Pub. Boy, they were just waiting for the doors to unlock. Here, everybody is filing in right now, ready to go start your football weekend off in style. All right, for Reed Karch and Chase Brumfield back in the studio, I'm Gary Harris, and I'll be back on Monday for the Gary Harris Show. Catch me on TV tonight with the local sports and with Football Friday at 10:30 on WVUA 23. Have a great weekend, everybody.